Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello, Sashir.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you this fine day?
I'm good. I meditated for the first time in a long time this morning.
Ooh.
It's, yeah, I gotta get it back in my schedule because I haven't been able to figure out how to do it while working because my mornings are so early and I'm definitely not getting up before, before 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to meditate.
Yeah, I mean, I constantly threaten myself with working out before going to work. And it's just not going to happen at 5 a.m. Who am I, The Rock? Get out of here. Grow up. I'm not doing that.
No. And I don't understand people who do. I mean, good for them, but good Lord.
It's too much.
It's too much. And then, actually, after you told me this idea. I drew a tarot card after I meditated.
Oh.
And it was funny. I like asked a question and I pulled a card and I was like, that doesn't really feel like it applies. And I reshuffled the deck and I got the exact same card.
Interesting. It was like, it applies, bitch.
Yeah. It's like, we didn't stutter. This is the card.
Did I fucking stutter, bitch? I love tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
When I freak out over something, I'm like, okay, let me just pull a tarot card and see what's going on. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, it'll tell me exactly how I'm feeling, which is crazy.
I know, it's spooky.
Spooky.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. We left the spooky season a little bit ago, and now we're in turkey time.
It's turkey time.
What are you? Oh, you're going to your aunt's house for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you doing?
Go see my sister, my grandpa. Mm-hmm. I think my uncle will be there. My aunt, she can't get the time off, so I don't think I'll see her. Mm-hmm. And I'll see, you know, the rest of the extended family, baby.
Nice. That's what the holidays are for.
That's what they're for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting on planes, sitting there, landing, getting off the plane and seeing the family.
I like that you had more descriptions for the flight than seeing the family. You get on the plane, you sit on it, you land, you get off the plane, and then you see your family.
You fly through the air, you eat some Biscoff cookies.
Get a tiny bottle of alcohol.
Just so small. I have so many Biscoff cookies in my house. I love them. Oh, they're such a good little treat to tie you over.
Yeah.
I will put them in Ziploc bags and bring them with me if I haven't eaten before I go out. Mm-hmm. Truly, just to tie me over. It's a little sad. Wow. And I was with a friend and they were like, do you have those dry cookies? And I was like, you think my cookies are dry? And they're like, yes, I do. But they're okay. They're good. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to share these with you.
Yeah, I find them to be like hard and crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
They are tasty.
Yes. I think your mouth wets them up.
I like to break them and then put them in my mouth. But I guess if I put them in my mouth, then the crumbs will just go in there.
Maybe. Well, when you buy them in the pack from the store, they're not as crumbly as on the plane. Because on the plane, I feel like the flight attendants throw them on the ground before giving them to you.
They roll the cart over them and then chuck them in your face.
I really, like, sometimes I'm like, maybe I should become a flight attendant.
Because you know so much about planes.
I love planes. Also, the rules are different up there. You get to treat people like garbage. Like, you get to be so, sit down. Like, you just.
That's why you want to be a flight attendant?
Kind of. So you just be rude to people. What a treat. Should
close the curtain in people's face.
I would love it. Be like, you belong back here.
I flew in like a new Delta One plane, and they have you been in the one where they like the sidearm, you have to like lift it up and it like closes you off? Okay, that was my first time doing that. It was nice.
They're really nice. And I'm like, why aren't these all of the planes?
Yeah,
why are we still riding these old ones?
But there was like, not everything was obvious. Like, I had no idea where the tray table was. I was like, what? Where could it possibly be? And then I had to wait for the flight attendant to come by and like reach over me to like push it and like slide it out. But I was like, how would I have known? There's no signs. There's
no signs. Planes are designed to make you feel stupid.
I felt so stupid.
You don't know where anything is. They put the bathrooms in a different place. So then you'll walk to the front and then they're like, it's not here. And you're like, I'm sorry.
I did that.
Then where is it?
There was also like the reading light was on when I sat down. And I was like, oh, I don't want that on. And I was like, where's the button? I don't know where the button is. Like, I was looking all, I was pushing so many buttons. I was like, where's the button?
Boy, oh boy. One of my favorite things you did was before your flight, you said, what food should I get? And I was like, I can't, you gotta get the lasagna. If they're offering lasagna on a plane, you gotta get the plane lasagna.
I think he said something like, I always go Italian when I'm in the air.
What a dumb sentence, and I stand by it.
But I was like, Nicole will have opinions about this.
I do. Yes, I love plane food. It never gets old for me. I love it. I just got an American Express Delta Rewards card.
That time.
I know. It's so dumb as to why I've never had it. But I do have to figure out. I guess I just have to like log in, make a little thing so I can pay. How do you pay it? How do you pay?
I think there's like an automatic thing where it just like automatically pays every month.
Oh, that's great. That's what I'm going to sign up for.
Yeah,
mine's purple.
That. Oh, nice.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it in the mail and I was like, yes, queen.
Get those points. Yes.
Points. Take people around for free. That's what I can't wait for because, you know, I'm manifesting someone in my life who's going to travel with me and I'm going to bring them around for free.
Bring them around. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when we go to Hawaii, I have enough sky miles for me and my man.
Wow. Look at you. I used half sky miles, half cash because I was like, I don't want to blow my wad, you know?
Right.
And I wanted to keep some to roll over because I didn't know how much I was going to travel this year because I want to keep my diamond medallion diva status.
You got to keep the diamond diva status.
I love it. I just love being a diamond diva medallion. And they're like, thank you for being a diva diamond. And I'm like, yeah, 2022, I think I'm going to be traveling. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but a decent amount.
Yeah. I've also been going to a lot of concerts, and I have a lot more lined up. My man was like, we're going to concerts. We are doing things.
What concerts are you going to?
I just saw Erykah Badu.
Heard she was 2 hours late.
No, not at this show.
Oh, really?
She was at the Hollywood Bowl, and she was like, I'm following the rules. She even said it. She was like, contractually, we're supposed to have a break right now, so this is a break. But she just played a song. And she's like, this is the break, quote unquote. If you gotta go to the bathroom, go ahead. But I'm gonna sing a song.
That's very funny. I think maybe she was there for two nights.
Oh, maybe.
One of the ladies at work, Jasmine, was like, yeah, she was 2 hours late. And I was like, dang.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last time I saw her, which was years and years ago, she was definitely late. But I was in line like to go inside and her trailer or something was like it was in view. And people were like, Erykah! And she like opened the thing, no wig, like just like bare face, not ready at all. She's like, I'll be there in a minute.
She's funny.
She's very funny.
That's so funny to lean out. I'll be out there in a minute. Don't y'all worry.
Just hold on.
Wait for me, bitches. I'm coming.
The opener was also, there was two openers. One opener was Steve Lacy, who I've heard a couple of his songs, but didn't really know who the artist was. But there were these girls in front of me who loved him and were screaming like it was like the Beatles. Like, he came out and he's like, what's up? And they were like, and they're just screaming and they were like filming the whole time. And I was like, there's no way you're going to go back and watch this 30 minute video of the screen that you're recording on your phone.
I don't know if they were that excited. They might.
They were. And then this one girl was so cute. She kept like grabbing her head and like throwing her head back and like, oh, oh, like she was like, and it was for no one. It wasn't like for show. She just like, that was how she felt. She was just like, aghast this whole time.
I love it. I mean, I've been there. I sobbed when Cher came out.
This is true.
Like,
is true.
And I couldn't control my emotions.
You're just grabbing your heart and sobbing.
Wait, what other concerts are you seeing?
I'm gonna see Dr. Dog, which is kind of like, it's a necessity for my relationship because early in our relationship, I was a fan of theirs already. And they were coming to Music Hall of Williamsburg. And I was like, oh, we should see them perform. And my man was like, I don't really know them. Like, I don't want to just go to a concert of a show of like a group that I don't know. And I was like, okay. And I took someone else. And then like a year or two later, he's like, have you heard of Dr. Dog? And I was like, yeah. I tried to tell you they were good. And he's like, they're so good. I was like, I know. You missed the opportunity to see them. And then they came back to Brooklyn and we got tickets. I took a weed gummy and got way too high. This is when I was like, this is on my journey of being like, I guess weed's not good for me. and it was like to the point where I was like, my knees were like giving out from underneath me. I was like falling over. And he was like, okay, I got to take you out of here. So we didn't see that show either. So now we're like, we have to see this group. And I think this is like one of their last like tours. They're like, I don't know if they're breaking up, but I think they're like, gonna perform less, so it's like we have to see them now.
That is funny. You did have many bouts with edibles that just didn't end well.
No, terrible.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it, but we were at this, I think it's called Black Door, and it was after some show, and we ate maybe cookies on the way. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I was like having a nice time. I was like, Tati, where's my friend? And you were in the corner with dead eyes, hunched over. And I was like, you got to go home? And he said, I think I got to go home. And I was like, hey, man, your girl's not feeling it. And he was like, yep, okay, see everyone, bye-bye. Yeah. But I got to say, one of my favorite things about him is he's not like, he never, you know, sometimes a boyfriend will be like, no, no, they're fine. We're staying out. You're having a good time, right? He never does that. He's always like, we have to go. We have to go. I have to
and
take
I
her.
And I appreciate that. He's like, yeah, he's very much like, oh, this is now the focus. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to take care of this person, which is good. I mean, I can tell he doesn't like make me feel bad about it, but I can tell like he can stay out way longer than I can. So he's like, I'm having fun. I'm having a great time. And he'll never make me feel bad by being like, oh, I would have loved to have stayed out for two more hours, but I can tell. I'm like, I'm ruining our night. This sucks. So I think after a while, after a few times, I was like, girl, just stop doing it. Just stop. This is not for you. Your body does not react well to weed. Stop.
It is a weird thing where you're like, people take edibles and they're cool. I'll do it too. And I'll be cool.
And it's just like, no. I will be comatose.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. There's no cool. I'm not even fun. I can't have a conversation. I'm just like, I'm not even really listening. I'm just dead.
I've discovered 5 milligrams is great for me to be out and still be sociable. Sociable? Mm-hmm. Sociable.
You got it.
Sociable. Anything more than that. And I just start staring and I'm like, uh-oh, they're coming for us. And it's like, Nicole, who?
They are coming. They are coming. I do like doing mushrooms, microdosing. To get a little lifted.
A little elevated.
A couple times, I was actually at a wedding recently and had some mushies in the
after party. Mm-hmm. The after party? The reception.
No, the wedding after party.
The after party. And I was eating a slider and my man looked at me and didn't say anything. But I, in my mind, I thought he was like expecting me to respond or like expecting me to like to say how I felt. So with food in my mouth, I was like, to like communicate, like, I'm enjoying food right now. And he was like, why? Why are you doing this at me? And I was like, I thought you wanted to know how I was feeling.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, I do love mushrooms. After I recorded my special at that little after party, I ate a little mushroom chocolate and I was elated by everything. People would be like, hello. And I'd be like, yes, hello. Oh, I was so happy. Yeah, I love mushrooms.
Yeah, they're good. They're fun.
They're great. They make you feel all sparkly. I got to say, though, I think that was the Lady Gaga concert. I think it was the first time we had met our friend Taylor. Yeah. And he was like, y'all are so funny. And then later, Mateo was like, you guys were truly the funniest I've ever seen you. And I was like, oh, we're on Molly and mushrooms. And he was like, that's why. You were on drugs. That's why you were so funny.
Yes, you were yelling at me for eating hot dogs really loudly. And then someone referred to this as a hippie flip. I didn't know. Did you know that this what that's called?
Oh,
we did
no.
mushrooms. And then we took Molly and it like changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
But someone referred to it recently as a hippie flip, which I think is great.
Yeah, I like that. Well, but hippie flip.
Funny because it hit at the same time. I just remember us like, I don't think either of us were looking at the stage, but I remember turning to you and we were both like, yep, we feel it now.
In hindsight, like, there were so many people and lately I've been like, oh, I don't really love being in huge groups. And then to be on drugs in a huge group seems now a little like crazy. But at the time, boy, oh boy, was that fun.
That was very fun. Well, we were together and we also had other friends there.
You're right.
So I feel like I felt safe enough.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I in general would feel safe at a Lady Gaga concert.
Yeah, no one's going to do anything to us. It's Gaga. Yeah.
It's Gaga. We're all happy. Everyone's dancing. I feel safe.
Yeah,
but I was at I think probably the last time I had a weed edible, I was by myself in a concert. And it was...
No, that's not
that
good.
That could have been bad, actually.
Yeah.
That actually could have been bad. I was fine. But and also, I lose time. I don't know how, but like I was like, I'm at the concert and then I was walking and then I was home. But there was no connective tissue in between. I was just like, oh shit, did I walk home by myself? That was a long walk.
We were at, I think, not outside lands. Whatever was in George Washington.
It was at the Gorge Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Sasquatch.
Yes, yeah, Sasquatch. I had taken an edible or smoked weed. I can't remember which one. And then as soon as I was like, ooh, wee, I feel it. You were staring at this. You were on nothing. And you were like, that's what I want to do. I want to be a hula hooper. But the person didn't have a hula hoop. They had like ribbons. And I was like, what? And you were like, I want a hula hoop. And I was like, wait, I know I'm high, but like, I don't see a hula hoop in sight. And I was like, Sashir? And you're like, It was so wild. And I was like, you're going to have to explain this to me. And you were like, I can't. I want a hula hoop. I know those aren't hula hoops. And I was like, did you know they weren't hula hoops? Boy, oh boy, I laughed and laughed. And then we went back to that nasty hotel with a bunch of ants.
Oh, God, those bloodstains or whatever they were, those mysterious stains and the towels to clean them up. There was dedicated towels, the little sign that was like, use these to clean up stains.
I truly can't wait till we get to go to more places again. I miss traveling with you.
I know, me too.
2022, baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make a prediction right now because they've been correct every year. Yes. 2022 is going to be the shit. We're going to travel a lot. A lot of great stuff is going to happen. Get in, get out. Good
be
time.
Specific. This is so vague. This is
okay. We're going to travel a lot. I don't know where to. Maybe we'll go to Japan by the end of 2022 because I really want to go to Japan.
Kimmy was just talking about Japan before you got on.
Oh, really?
She wants to go too.
You want to go to Japan?
We'll see, but that's the dream.
Okay, maybe we'll go in 2022. And
yeah,
I really just want to. I think it would be fun.
I also have to go see my homeland.
Yeah, because that's where you were born. And I found out later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also in 2022, I'm going to clean out my storage unit in New Jersey.
Ooh, nice.
I have to. I have to just fucking do it.
Yeah. It doesn't serve you.
No,
your
it doesn't.
Doesn't need to be there.
It really doesn't. And I can get rid of this bookshelf that I've been keeping that I don't, for whatever reason, I was like, this is a sturdy bookshelf. It was in my dad's office. It is good. And then when I moved it, I was like, this is from IKEA.
That's funny.
But like IKEA in the 80s. So it is pretty sturdy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But like, I don't need it. I don't need this huge hunkering bookshelf. I have one in here with nothing on it.
It's true. Yeah. It's got an empty bookshelf.
There's two things on it. Yeah. So that's going to happen in 2022. Yeah. I just.
Or could your sister use a bookshelf?
I'm not going to ship a bookshelf to her because I've already shipped bookshelves to her.
Oh, okay. Okay. And she doesn't need more.
She doesn't need more. Yeah, I sent her a TV stand. Yes, a TV stand and then bookshelves. Mm-hmm. And that she had to assemble all by herself and it overwhelmed her. And I said, tee hee hee, don't you love me?
Yeah, here's some projects.
And yeah, you're not busy enough. Here's more shit.
Yeah.
Because that's who I am. I love giving people projects. Wait, what other concerts are you seeing? You said a bunch and then you only mentioned two.
Okay, well, I'm not done. Greta Van Fleet?
Sure.
I don't really know their stuff, but my man does.
Okay.
I think it's like, it feels like 80s rock or something.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then, oh boy, who else are we seeing? Jason Isbell.
Okay.
Who was in Drive-By Truckers, and we're also seeing Drive-By Truckers next year.
Drive-By Truckers?
Yeah, they're like Southern rock.
Oh. Wow, yeah, you're seeing a lot of people I have never heard of, not one time in my life.
I'm learning about them. But yeah, these are my man's purchases. And I will come and support. But also because he plays them in the house. So I do know them.
I do love a concert. I mean, one of the last ones I went to in 2020, or no. Yeah, I guess we saw YOLA in the beginning of 2020. And I didn't know who YOLA was. I didn't listen to it. Not one thing YOLA had done before I went. And it was transcendent. And I love YOLA. And if you don't know who YOLA is, Walk Through the Fire is one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
She's got a new one. I think it's Standing. Oh, I don't remember the name of it, but it's also very good. She's great. She was also on Why Won't You Date Me. That was a get for me. Yeah, I'm always down to go to a concert where I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Because you never know. It could be fun.
It could be fun. It could be a disaster. It could be a good story. Who fucking knows, BB?
Who fucking knows?
Who, like, fucking knows?
And we still have tickets lined up for My Chemical Romance next year.
October 2022, baby.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe we can't go to Japan.
Oh, yeah. We have to go to My Chemical Romance. And it's going to be one day in October. But we cannot go to Japan during that month.
No, because we have to prepare.
We have to prepare to see My Chemical Romance. And I hope they do nothing from the Black Parade. I hope they only do...
nothing?
What is the album that I like? Where that Helena is on? Is that just called My Chemical Romance? Is it a self-titled album?
Is it I'm Not Okay?
Well, that's one of the songs on it.
I'm not... okay. I'm not okay. Three cheers for Sweet Revenge.
It's a great album. I hope they play that in full.
You don't like the Black Parade?
I don't really like the Black Parade.
I like that album.
Oh. Well, all right. I hope they do some songs from it. For you.
For me, please.
For you. I don't have any other concerts really lined up. I gotta get some.
You gotta get some on the docket.
I gotta get some right on my dockets. What you looking at? Everyone looked behind them.
Oh, there's like someone's doing yard work or something. Sometimes the layout of this of the land here, it's strange because sometimes I'll hear things so clearly and sometimes I'll hear nothing at all. The other day someone was looking for what name are they calling? Jerry? So I just I was like taking a nap and I just heard like outside my window, Jerry? Jerry? And I was like, who is that? And why do you sound like you're right outside my door?
They're in your home. Jerry?
I was like, there's no Jerry here.
Jerry? Oh, I gotta find Jerry.
And it's not like they're calling an animal, but Jerry says a person name. Like, there's no way they're calling a person. Jerry?
Like maybe that? Maybe it's like an old man. And Jerry's maybe. Like, stop looking for me.
There is one really, really, really old woman. I guess not really, 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 but she's old. Who just takes walks by herself. And sometimes I'm like, should someone be with you? Because you're in the middle of the road.
Oh, no.
Truly in the middle. And I'm like, you're going to get hit. And these are some like blind corners that people are whipping around.
But she's old.
She's old.
So she knows. She's lived this long walking in the middle of the street.
And she's lived in this neighborhood for the whole time. So she's like, if I go this way, is that how I go? But she'll just stop and talk to you and be like, I know I knew these people, but they moved. And I used to babysit these people. And I know these people. And it's changed a lot. And I'm like, okay.
Aww.
Yeah.
She's like, it's changed a lot. And you're here now bringing color to the neighborhood.
Maybe.
And I don't know how I feel. I'm going to go walk in the middle of the street.
I don't want to see the neighborhood change like this. I'm going to end it all.
Goodbye. I have one neighbor who, boy, oh boy, she loves talking. And she speaks so fast that sometimes I'm like, what are you ever saying? And then it's worse with the mask. And she ended our conversation the other day with, if you hear some screams, come knock on my door. And I said, okay.
If you hear some screams.
And I said, okay. And I've been like listening for screams because I was like, is she planning something?
Oh,
is
my God.
Something going to happen? What's going on?
Whoa. I hope there's no screams.
I hope there's no screams. The nice man who used to live with me, he was like talking to her from the window and she ended the conversation with, I love you. And aww, he went, I love you too.
Yeah.
And now she's like, where are the boys? And I'm like, oh, the boys moved out. And she's like, oh. And I want to be like, am I not good enough to be your next door? You want these boys? Like, what's
you
going on?
You never told her that you love her.
I guess I should be like, I love you too.
There's a neighbor who's like always outside doing yard work and will catch us in a conversation and kind of trap us because he likes to talk a lot, which is very sweet and nice. He's not saying anything bad. He's just, we're just like, we're trying to leave. And every time we get in the car, we're like, oh man, he's so great. Salt of the earth. Won't shut the fuck up. That's our running joke. Every time we leave him, he's like, oh, salt of the earth. Won't shut the fuck up. Really good guy. Will not shut up.
I feel like, yeah, you just like hit an age where you're like, I have to tell everyone everything that's on my mind currently right now. And if I don't get it out, I will burst open.
Yeah. I think that also maybe this is, I don't know if that's the thing that happens when you get old or is it an older generation thing? Just standing and talking. Like just like standing with a stranger and be like, I'm just going to like, I'm going to park it right here. And talk to you for a long time and not read any cues that you were trying to go somewhere.
Maybe. But also I'm like, maybe I'm not giving off the cues that I don't want to talk to you.
Maybe.
Like I was telling you that last night that I was talking to someone who was a close talker and just kept getting closer and closer to me, but they were wearing a mask, but I kept like leaning, really leaning away. And yeah. I was like, how are you not feeling
picking
that?
This up. Yeah, some people just don't register that.
Yeah.
I'll turn my whole body and then they'll keep talking. And I'm like, what?
You'll turn your whole body?
Like, I'm leaving, like, to leave. Like, I'm like, foot out, taking a step, trying to go.
Foot out, trying to go. Foot out the door. Wait, let's go back to Italy in 2022.
Great. Would love to.
And let's go to the south of France.
Would love to.
And make a stop at the Empire State Building. No, the Eiffel Tower. God, I hate that. It just flew right out of me, and I knew it was wrong.
Well, it's another tall thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the Eiffel Tower, though.
Yes, I would like to see that.
I want to do that picture where you pinch the top.
So dumb. And we got to go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa and try to hold it up.
Yeah, we got to go to the monuments and do fun things in front of them. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, what is it? It's like a building that started leaning, and everyone was like, that's okay, leave it.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That sounds right. I don't think they built it leaning, right?
Yeah, it's a bell tower of a cathedral. Sorry, just Google this. It's a bell tower of a cathedral, and it has a 4-degree lean. Basically, it had like an unstable foundation, and so it just slowly started leaning. But it's reasonably solid. I mean, they have earthquakes in Italy, and it's made it. So it's reasonably solid. It's just slow. At some point, it won't be. It's still slowly going down.
It's still leaning.
Oh, I think so. I'll double check that, but yeah.
Well, is there anything near it to fall? Like, is it going to fall on somebody?
Probably.
Hmm.
You should put a little stick underneath it.
They're working on it. They're like doing stuff slowly because it got all the way to 5.5 degrees and then they got it to 3.97. This is very specific, but they've fixed some of the tilt. So it's still leaning, not as much.
I love it. They're like, it's gotta lean.
Yeah, we're not gonna put it all the way up.
We can't make this thing straight. Then people won't come take pictures of them pushing it up.
I mean, that's true. Then it's just like a tower. And it's like, who wants that?
Who gives a shit about just a tower?
We love that it's leaning.
Also in 2022, I'm going to get rid of more clothing because I have too much.
Nice.
2022, it's going to be a nice, busy year of travel, cleaning, and loving.
I love it.
And I will have a boyfriend in 2022. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to get one.
I'm just going to get one, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, if they don't like it, they're going to have to deal with it. Oh, no. That's not a good way to go into that. Oh, boy.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we do a quizzy poo?
Yeah. Do you have time for that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Should we do questions? No. Okay.
We got time for a quiz. I've got a short one that I think you guys will like. Actually, a listener sent this to us, and I'm going to highlight it now. Wait.
This is
what
great.
What kind of chair are you? Yes.
This is great. She got so excited. Her voice went all high. She giggled.
I love that people know that I love chairs and send me chair information all the time.
I've been on the hunt for more little chairs to get you to go in your chair display. And I really love that they are displayed. They were displayed in your apartment. Now they're displayed in your house.
Yeah. Whenever people see it, they're like, oh, these tiny chairs. I'm like, Nicole got them for me. They're the best gift I've ever gotten.
The best gift I've ever gotten. Oh, wait. Did you glue the gift I gave you?
I did. Yes, I figured it out. I got to send you a picture.
Okay.
She's better now.
All right, good. I bought Sashir a housewarming gift that came broken.
Yeah.
Shaking my dang head.
It was hot dog related and very appropriate.
I love that we're not going to give any more information and people are just going to have to wonder what this hot dog appropriate thing is. Okay.
You might want to sit down for this one. I know exactly what type of chair you'd be based off of your food choices.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you going to eat first?
A little bit of everything.
Cereal.
Pancakes.
I mean, I've never eaten cereal in the morning. And then just pancakes is nuts. So I'm going to say a little bit of everything.
I'm also going to say a little bit of everything. Which is like eggs, bacon.
I recently met someone who doesn't like eggs. It blew my mind. Right?
Like, is it like period? Like they won't even eat eggs with other things?
No, they just don't like eggs.
But it's how you start the day.
I was like, it's sustenance. They're yummy. You can make an egg any way.
There's so many different ways. If you want them runny, you can get them runny, scrambled. If you can, the others poached.
Others poached?
Hard boiled, give you a little snack.
Soft boiled, you know? It truly blew my mind. And I was like, you don't like any eggs? And they're like, no. I was like, blown away. And then I like couldn't talk about it anymore because I was like, I love eggs.
I am shooken.
Yeah.
What's to drink?
Coffee?
Smoothie?
Hot chocolate.
I'm
going to say coffee. I do love some caffeine.
I'm going to say smoothie because that's how I like to take in good foods.
What's the last smoothie you had?
I had this thing that had like kale, ginger, probably apple, and lemon or something like that. Try to drink green smoothies because I don't really eat a lot of greens on my own. So I'm put it in a drinkable form for me.
I like greens. Like, I love arugula because it's spicy lettuce. What are you doing
spicy
for...
Spicy lettuce.
Yeah, it's a little spicy. You're like, this is just green lettuce that's got fun shapes to it. But then you put it in your mouth, you're like, it's a little spicy. You don't think arugula is a little spicy?
I don't think I've noticed the spice level of it.
Okay.
It is good. I do like arugula. But I don't think I've really been like spicy.
Okay. Maybe it's just me.
No, whatever it takes.
Oh, look, there's an ad for Dune. You saw Dune.
I did see Dune. And I think you should. It stands for do not see this movie.
Wow. Hard-hitting critic did not like Dune and said it stands for do not see this movie, even though the letters don't match up,
don't match up
to the review.
It stands for don't understand nothing, even a little bit.
That's very funny.
If you want to see a beautiful perfume ad for 3 hours, go see Dune.
3 hours is nuts.
It's like, yeah, it was like 2 hours, 40 minutes.
That's, why are we doing this with our movies? I feel like every movie is like 3 hours now.
I know.
And it's only like half the first book.
Yes, it's not even a full story. I was like, how did you not give me a full story in that amount of time? And I left with questions. For 2 hours and 40 minutes, I should have zero questions. I should know exactly what's going on.
If it helps, that's how the book is, too.
Oh. Are they going to do Doom 2, Return to Doom Mountain?
They sure are.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are.
Wow. I guess I got to see this. I also got to see Squid Games. I got to do a lot. But I did start watching The Office, you know, so I'm pretty timely on stuff. So last night, I was like, Sashir, have you ever seen The Office? And she was like, yes. And I said, it's funny. And she said, yes. And I said, like, laugh out loud funny.
They're on to something.
Yeah, I think people are really going to like The Office once they just, like, get to seeing it, you know?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Okay, what are you doing for exercise?
Running.
Yoga.
Weights.
I haven't been doing yoga as often. I've been doing more weighted activities. Nice. So for now, I'm going to say weights.
I'm going to say yoga.
Mm.
A little stretch. Thirsty, what do you want to drink?
Water.
More coffee.
Veggies and fruit juice, please.
I'm a water drinker.
You love water.
Gotta hydrate.
You love mixing cold and hot water.
I like a room temp water.
Which apparently I think is good for digestion or like good for your body because your body doesn't have to like warm it up or something.
Yeah, it's harder for your body to process cold. And then it needs to warm up inside of you. So if I drink room temp, I think it's like getting where it needs to go faster.
And I think in other countries, they don't give you ice. I think that's like a very American thing.
Yeah. Also, when I was in Bangladesh, we drank tea after every meal because that helps you digest as well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder why we don't do things like that here to help us out. And why do we add ice to water if no one else does it?
I don't know. And it's so much ice. Sometimes I'll go places and it's like the full cup of ice and a little water. I'm like, when will I drink this? This has no chance of melting.
No.
Within the time of the meal.
And then you're sitting there with your hands around the glass trying to warm it up. And you look like an idiot. And they're like, what are you doing? You're like, heating up the ice.
You try to hover over a candle. Like a dummy.
Wait, Kimmy, can you look up why Americans put ice in water?
Because it's not even like, oh, it's super hot here. Because I'll go places where it's super hot in other countries and they're not using ice.
Oh, this is long.
I'll come back with this info.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. You want water. I want more coffee, please. Mm. Coffee has water in it.
It does.
It does.
It does. But coffee also dehydrates you.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchtime. What would you like?
Sandwich.
Salad.
Burrito.
I want a burrito.
You love a burrito.
I love a burrito.
I'm honestly never craving a sandwich, but lately I've been eating avocado, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches.
Nice.
So I think I'm going to have to say salad. Because if I... I just can't bear to say sandwich.
You just talked about a sandwich you've been eating frequently, and you're like, I'm going to have to say salad.
Because I haven't really loved our lunch options at work, so I'm just like, mm-hmm. I'll just eat this basic-ass sandwich, and oh, it's I been see. Pretty tasty. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not a sandwich girl. I do not make them in my home. I think that's wild. To make a sandwich sure. at home? Who has bread at home? Finally, what's for dinner?
Spaghetti.
Steak.
Sushi. Ooh. I like spaghetti.
I do love spaghetti.
I like the pasta.
I do love a steak. And as a vegan, you know, I'm going to say steak.
As a vegan. Yeah. You love steak.
This is Nicole.
I'm a wood chair. You have a funny personality and you're nice to hang out with. You probably threw the best sleepovers growing up. I did.
How interesting. This is such a short, specific description for a wood. And also, that's not, there's so many types of chairs. Mm-hmm. It's just wood chair.
Yeah.
But, you know, they did nail it. They did get it.
Yeah. I'm a wood chair.
Okay.
This is a chair.
Mm. I'm a comfy chair. Mm. You are an amazing person to be with. You make the ones around you feel safe and welcomed. You are an open person and are not afraid to share your feelings. Comfy chair.
I think that's right.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I think you're a comfy chair because I don't think you're afraid to share your feelings. I think sometimes it takes you a minute to share, like, real, like, your personal, like, feelings if they have emotion attached. But mm-hmm. when you're like, I don't like it, you're, as we all know.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, fund BuzzFeed. Usually I'm saying defund BuzzFeed, but fund them up. That fund was a them. Good quiz.
BuzzFeed knows its chairs.
Wow. Who would have thought? Thank you, listener.
Yes.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer some cues?
Sure. Can I just tell you guys something? So I was supposed to have a delivery today and it's not getting delivered because Anthropology said upon further inspection, they're unable to deliver it. They keep making delivery appointments and then they keep saying we can't deliver it because upon further inspection, we can't deliver
it. What does that mean?
I don't know. And then I had half of a bed delivered to me. So I have half of this bed in my house. Anthropology be fucking it up.
That sucks. Upon further inspection, we just can't deliver.
Yeah. So here's what the transcribed fucking voicemail says. This is Janet from Ryder, and I'm calling regards to your delivery from Anthropology. We'd like to inform you. Unfortunately, we won't be able to deliver today. Upon further inspection, we found out there's an issue with the order, and the management's looking into it. Like, what?
Is it, like, just getting damaged over and over again?
I guess so.
Hmm.
Ugh, golly! All I want is my delivery!
Mm.
How rude!
How rude!
Well, that's me complaining. Should we do a question?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy, and Jordan. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I've always wanted to say that. Please excuse that this is an email. I love the podcast so much. It brightens up my workday, getting to hear about your joyous friendship. Listening to you two is a bright little ray of sunshine at the beginning of my week. I'm writing to you all because I feel like I'm in a friendship crossroads. I'm in my mid-20s, and I already have a pretty great group of friends. The main problem is I want to make more queer friends. I'm gay, and I feel like my main group of friends is mostly straight. And while I do feel loved and supported by them, I have really been wishing I had more queer friends to do stuff with. Hit on boys, go to queer events with, complain about white cishet culture. Cishet? Did I say that right? Etc. That being said, I'm getting really nervous talking to other queer people, mostly due to some social anxiety. Sometimes I'll ruin a potential friendship because I just end up having sex with them. I would like to pursue friendships with these people, but we generally drift away after doing the business. So I guess it boils down to two main questions. How do you befriend people in a community that you identify with? And how do you calm your nerves when talking to new people? Thanks in advance for your help. I love you both so dearly.
Mm.
Oh, boy. Well, I think maybe when you're like setting out to make a friend, you just tell yourself, you're like, I'm not fucking this friend.
Yeah. I'm gonna think of this in a community that I identify with.
Mm-hmm.
I've wanted more Black women friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if I find one that I like, I've straight up been like, I want to be friends with you,
mm-hmm.
which feels very childlike. But I think some people like that. I think some people are like, oh, I also like people like friends. I think you'd be surprised how many people are like also feeling the same way and also really want a friend and a friend that is maybe in that in their community. So I think maybe just say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be silly too, like, hey, this is this is a silly question, but I'd like to be friends with you. Can we exchange info?
Yeah.
See what that what happens.
I mean, I said that out loud to one of my coworkers, Gracie, who is so fun and like a joy to be around. I was like, when we wrap, can we continue this friendship? Because I really like you. And she was like, oh, I never thought we would stop the friendship. And I was like, oh, thank God we're on the same page. So yeah, I think Sashir, you're right. I think there is something to just being like, hey, be my friend. I'd really like it.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if there was someone that you hooked up with that you were like, this actually could have been a good friend, maybe reach out.
Yeah. Be like, do you want to just hang?
If it didn't end horribly and it was just like sex and you're like not sure if they're going to feel awkward or whatnot, I don't know. Maybe just be like, hey, I did enjoy spending time with you. Would you want to hang out again? And I don't, maybe there can be conversations around like, this is not to date. This is just to hang out. Or maybe not. Maybe just it naturally feels like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good.
And how do you calm your nerves when you're talking to new people? Boy.
Maybe you do like friendship dates where you just go out with one person at a time.
Hmm. Interesting. I think that's more nerve-wracking than groups.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I went on a friendship date with someone in a park, and I was so nervous. Oh. I was like, what if we don't have anything to say to each other?
Oh.
And we're there for an extended amount of time, and then we don't know how to leave. But a group situation feels more comforting to me, because then we could talk to other people. Mm-hmm. We could break off. If we're in public, like a bar or something, we could go to the bar, get a drink, talk mm-hmm. there, come back to the table, you know. But if it's like one-on-one.
Yeah, I think it could go either way, because some people get anxious in groups. And some yes. people are okay talking to one person. So I think just figure out what you're more comfortable with.
Yeah.
Group or one-on-one?
Yeah. How do you feel? Yeah. And then maybe look up gay stuff in your town.
Mm-hmm.
Like some, if there's like meetups or... I don't know, maybe there's a gay running club if you run, or I don't know.
For whatever reason, that sounded hateful to me. Look up the gay stuff in your town. And it wasn't. Like, I don't, for whatever, I was like, oh, so sheer. But you're right, yeah, look for gay stuff. Yeah, maybe the gays run or something. You can run with them gays.
Run with the gays.
Yeah, but I think that's a good idea. Like, if you're still on Facebook, maybe there's like a Facebook group in your town of like a gay thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Go find the gays.
Go find the gays.
I told an older gay man who came out to me, I was like, go get on the cruise. Old people love cruises. Go on a gay cruise. Find your tribe. And they were like, okay. And then they never did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
It's okay.
This is not a great time for cruises.
Are you sure? Are you sure? We're out of this pandemic, baby. Let's get close together, baby. No, I'm kidding. I'll never go on a cruise.
No.
Mm-mm. The middle of the ocean? You haven't watched the Lululemon documentary, have you?
I have not.
There's a black woman who worked at Lululemon, and she does state in the beginning that it's a very white company, and that was like the look they wanted was like white women to be selling these awful leggings. And she was like, yeah, and there was this one cruise you got to go on when you sold a certain amount. And she was like, no, thank you. You know, there's just something about being on a big boat with a bunch of white people in the middle of the ocean that I just couldn't do. Thank you for the invite, but no, thank you. And it made me laugh so hard.
Because I was like, something about being in the middle of the ocean on a boat with a bunch of white people. I mean, yeah. I get it. You're trapped.
Yeah, you're trapped and you can't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another one.
Should we do another one?
I think we're out of time.
Wow.
But I do have an answer, I think, for ice and drinks.
Oh, yay.
Which, it's very simple. There was a guy in the 1800s, Frederick the Ice King Tudor, and he was hauling ice out of, you know, the Connecticut, North America areas. And he thought like, ooh, I bet I could make more money if I shipped it down to the Caribbean and like made it cool. Like, you preserve your medicine, you preserve a few food. Ooh, what if we made it cool to like have ice in your drink? So it became like... He basically made it cool, like a cool thing to do. And it stuck as a trend because there's a lot of ice in North America. So it became easy to get it.
Wow.
Huh.
How crazy.
Yeah.
Just some one dummy who's like, hey, guys, put this ice in your drinks. And everyone was like,
it's cool.
That's so funny.
I want to start a new trend. Room temp.
All right. How you gonna start that?
Hey, guys. It's cool to have room temp. I guess it's not cool. I don't know. I don't know how to start it.
That was a good way to start it. So everyone out there, jump on the bandwagon and drink your water at room temp. And
you guys like having good digestion? That's the cool thing to do.
That was funny for me. That you like good digestion? That's cool. You know what else is cool? Emailing us or calling us. Mm-hmm. Nicole and Sashir, gmail.com, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show. The hardest way is to climb in your computer and try to listen to it that way. Wow. See ya.
Wow.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.